Proclamation number 7451 of 9th of November, 1959. Judgment of the Receiver. And the fact that you read the scriptures with the right understanding can only be achieved by the Spirit within you, which guides the intellect correctly, which helps it to receive everything correctly and to interpret it in the right sense. For it can only grasp the sense of the letter, but it can also grasp the spiritual sense of the letters, and then the human being's thinking is guided by the Spirit. And so it is with every word which God in His love conveys from above to earth. He also has to open up the understanding for it to the recipient at the same time, otherwise these words would also be dead and remain so and could not bring the human being any particular blessing. Only the Spirit makes the word come alive, and the Spirit is the divine power in the human being which rightly directs every divine emanation. God addresses the human being and at the same time gives him the ability to hold on to the word with his intellect, to think it through and evaluate it. Always provided that the human being has the will to benefit from the divine word, which, however, can hardly be doubted in a person who hands himself over to God in order to hear his address. But it is only his spiritual property when the human being understands it and can also pass it on to his fellow human being. But this is why an explanation by the human being who has received the word can also be accepted as correct, because God also gives the human being the power of judgment with his word, since it is now his task to stand up for the received word and also to pass it on to his fellow human being in an understandable way if it is not possible to convey the direct words to his fellow human being. The recipient of divine truth will never remain unimpressed by the content itself and not be receptive to it. He will understand it and also be able to make it comprehensible to his fellow human being with clear words, for this is the strength of the divine word, that it, as being conveyed by the Spirit of God, also appeals to the spirit in the human being which understands everything and thus can also render it comprehensibly. A certain degree of love is necessary in order to be allowed to receive His word as a mediator between God and people, and this degree of love also guarantees the understanding of what he now receives directly as spiritual knowledge. And thus a wrong rendering of teachings is not to be feared if this also happens orally, because the human being has fully grasped the meaning to whom these revelations have been conveyed. The Spirit speaks to the Spirit, i.e., the Father Spirit of Eternity sends its emanation to the person who opens himself. Thus he can only receive divine emanations, and this divine emanation truly has the strength to guide the human being's thinking correctly, so that the spiritual knowledge is understood correctly and also reproduced correctly. On the other hand, outsiders should not allow themselves to be changed by such spiritual teachings, they should not want to explain themselves and thus interfere with their human thinking if they are not likewise enlightened by the Spirit of God, but then they will always have the same resistance to add anything to the divine word or to want to change it. Only the unawakened spirit gives itself up to such work of editing or explaining divine revelations. For the awakened spirit knows that such is unnecessary and can only ever be detrimental to what God has conveyed to people through His Spirit. And therefore you should beware of trying to use your intellect where the divine spirit has spoken, and you will take care that the water of life remains pure as it flowed forth from the source of life. For that which came forth from God in all purity shall remain unchanged, and it shall not lose its strength but be and remain to every person a true fountain of life forever. Amen.